Track 11, Alternatives to Anger. On the last track, we discussed combating trigger thoughts. Cognitive triggers for anger fall into two categories: judgment based on personal rules and blame placement. On this track, we will discuss alternatives to anger. Three alternatives to anger are analyzing accusations, acknowledging imperfections, and teaching others. First, let's explore the alternative to anger of analyzing accusations. As you will see with Carrie, age 17, she felt accusations caused her anger. I asked Carrie to analyze two alternatives when she felt she was being accused of something. First, I asked Carrie to consider, is the accusation true? If it was true, I asked her how she felt about admitting her side of the situation while keeping her shame or guilt in check. I stated to Carrie, clearly, you, like all of us, are not perfect. Like all humans, you have the right to faults. Second, is the accusation false? I suggested to Carrie to let others maintain their right to an opinion. However, Carrie experienced difficulty dropping anything. I informed Carrie that the problem is not theirs, but rather the accuser's. Carrie stated, it's like those damn cool girls have rocks in their head, and I should be aware of that. As you know, sensitive interpretations and highly personal reactions can convert harmless accusations into stinging insults. Carrie stated, I always feel stressed out about what my friends and the cool kids think. This girl in my history class told my best friend that I wore cheap shoes. Cheap shoes? Me? I couldn't let her get away with it, so I slashed her tires. These are $80 shoes. I asked Carrie if she felt she gave the cool girl's remark too much power over her. I found the fishbowl technique to be beneficial with Carrie, discussed later in the track. Second, another alternative to anger is acknowledging imperfections. Clients who learn to acknowledge anger triggers and imperfections in others, like Jane, age 48, can find one of the initial steps to decreasing her anger. Jane was often angry at her family. She stated, I have to yell at my family almost every day about the simplest things. The closet light's on. The hall light is off. The fridge is left open too long. Sandy took too long at dinner. Freddie didn't make his bed. Obvious things. They are so damned inconsiderate. It seems like whenever I'm home, I'm in hell. Jane's anger was triggered by the imperfections of her family. To get Jane to acknowledge the imperfections of her family and to help Carrie deal with the accusations by the cool girls, I used the fishbowl intervention. This intervention is a creative visualization technique. Therefore, it can help to ask the client to close his or her eyes for the first step. First, Jane focused on her most recent time at home when she felt she had to yell all day at her husband and her kids. Second, I asked Jane to evaluate her internal communications. I find it helpful to have the client write these evaluations down. Jane wrote, I am such a bitch. God, I hate myself. As Jane evaluated her internal communication, she found other emotions underlying her anger. These emotions included insecurity, fear, frustration, hurt, and guilt. After visualizing a recent explosion and writing down internal communication and feelings, third, I asked Jane to evaluate her external communications with those in her family. At this stage of the fishbowl intervention, as you know, clients can evaluate both nonverbal and verbal communications. Jane began to cry as she realized how sometimes kind her family was to her in spite of her senseless rampages. Clearly, I feel one advantage in using the fishbowl intervention is that it teaches clients self-awareness. For Jane, self-awareness was key to staying in control of her anger, maintaining her emotional balance, and breaking her destructive cycle of mismanaged anger. The next therapy goal I had for Jane, after increasing her self-awareness, was to teach assertiveness skills outlined on a previous track. In addition to analyzing accusations and acknowledging imperfections, another alternative to anger is teaching others. After a client learns anger management techniques, clients can teach those techniques to others. For example, one day after school, Jane's oldest daughter, Angie, 18, came home and threw her coat on the floor. When Jane asked Angie to hang up her coat, Angie immediately began screaming at her. Jane stated, I decided to try that fishbowl idea with Angie. She was so mad, and I didn't know why. I asked her to write the things down that she was thinking, her internal communication. And finally, she told me the boy she's been interested in asked someone else to the prom today. It made her feel rejected and lonely. And then she got angry, and so she came home and yelled at me. She calmed down a lot, and we were able to have a really good conversation about what had happened. Do you agree clients who teach positive anger management techniques can improve their relationships? On this track, we discussed alternatives to anger. Some alternatives to anger are analyzing accusations, acknowledging imperfections, and teaching others. On the next track, we will discuss positive responses to anger. Two responses we will discuss are active and passive response. Question 11. What are the three alternatives to anger?